Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where there is a great new drive, supposedly, from the Biden administration to get schools reopened. That was a purpose, one of the purposes, of the $1.9 trillion rescue package that is currently being looked at by Congress. And being looked at very skeptically because it's such a huge amount of money. Part of that money is supposed to go to schools to allow them to reopen. But then that same Biden administration that is promoting the opening of schools to go along with getting more vaccines for teachers and administrators or anybody who has any association with the school who might be vulnerable. While all of that is happening, there's also a question of what do you do with the teachers' unions? Now, teachers' unions are crucial to the Democratic Party. They are an interest group within that party that is profoundly influential. And what's fascinating to me is you can see different headlines in different newspapers suggesting that the Biden administration is on both sides of this when it comes to Chicago. Because they're even calling it a strike. The Chicago School District, one of the nation's largest, it's the second largest school district in the United States, I believe, and if not second, the third. That school district in Chicago wants kids back. But the teachers' union voted, and voted overwhelmingly, 71%. Now, that is not the same kind of vote they usually get to authorize a strike. To authorize a strike, they usually get over 90%. In fact, they have to, according to law in Illinois. But the school district in Chicago did find itself paralyzed by the union voting 71%. No, we don't want to come back. So what happens? We will get to that, but I'll tell you one school district is another very large school district in Clark County, Nevada, which is where Las Vegas is. And Clark County, believe it or not, is the nation's fifth largest school district. They're going back now as soon as possible. Why? Because of a surge of student suicides. Since schools shut down their doors in March, an early warning system that monitors students' mental health has sent more than 3,100 alerts to district officials, raising alarms about suicidal thoughts, possible self-harm, or cries for care. Between March and December, 18 students had taken their own lives. This is a deeply chilling piece just released by the New York Times. The spate of student suicides in and around Las Vegas has pushed the Clark County District, the nation's fifth largest, toward bringing students back as quickly as possible. This month, the school board gave the green light to phase in the return of some elementary school grades and groups of struggling students, even as greater Las Vegas continues to post huge numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths. By the way, worldwide, they just passed 100 million COVID cases. And some of them, thank God, minor, without serious impact. But others, not just the ones that cause death, but others causing lifetime impairment and injury and illness. It's not a joke or a hoax. Superintendents across the nation are weighing the benefit of in-person education against the cost of public health, watching teachers and staff become sick, and in some cases die, but also seeing the psychological and academic toll that school closings are having on children nearly a year in. The risk of student suicides has quietly stirred many district leaders, leading some, like the state superintendent in Arizona, to cite that fear of suicide in public pleas to help mitigate the virus's spread. Adolescent suicide, writes the Times, during the pandemic can't be conclusively linked to school closures. National data on suicides in 2020 have yet to be compiled. But one study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed that the percentage of youth emergency room visits that were for mental health reasons had risen during the pandemic. Even in normal circumstances, suicides are impulsive, unpredictable, and difficult to ascribe to specific causes. The pandemic has created conditions unlike anything mental health professionals have seen before, making causation that much more difficult to determine. Clark County, 18 suicides over just 9 months of closure is double the nine the district had the entire previous year. In other words, in 2019, they had nine student suicides. This year, with school shut down most of the year, for three quarters of the year, they had 18. And each one of those, you can imagine the tragedy. One student left a note saying he had nothing to look forward to. The youngest student who killed himself in the district was nine. Nine. A psychologist employed by the school district, Dr. Jara, said, "I feel responsible. They're all my kids." There's a video that Brad Hunstable made in April, 2 days after he buried his 12-year-old son, Hayden, in their hometown. This is not in Nevada now. This is in Aledo, Texas. And that video went viral after he proclaimed, "My son died from the coronavirus, but not in the way you think." In a recent interview, Mr. Hunstable said that the challenges his son faced during the lockdown, he missed his friends, he missed football, he had become consumed by the video game Fortnite. He hanged himself 4 days before his 13th birthday. "I wasn't trying to make a political statement," Mr. Hunstable said. "I was trying to help save lives." One of the things here, and I think this works for parents, for children, it should work for all of us, it's a tremendous reminder of how important school is and how we should value it. I mean, not just for the convenience of parents, but for a child's mental health. Like many school districts, the Clark County school system marshaled its resources to plug gaps in services to its students. Truancy officers started doing wellness checks. School psychologists were working overtime. Teachers were trained to look for trauma on screens, and school resource officers became the chief liaisons between the district and the coroner's office. By November, the deluge of cases of suicide and attempted suicide forced the district to upgrade its contract to include 24-hour monitoring and a service that would sort out the most severe cases, like students who were in active planning, meaning they had identified a method and were ready to act. "I couldn't sleep with my phone nearby anymore," Dr. Jara said. "It was like a 24-hour reminder that we need to get our schools open." So what is the problem with opening schools in Chicago? The city authorities have decided to do it. The school district has decided to do it. They've taken all kinds of precautions. They've used all kinds of federal money to try to upgrade the schools and make them safer. But they are being opposed by teachers' unions. So what do you do in a situation like that? And what do you do to avoid stories and some of these gruesome stories of depression and, yes, suicide among our young people? If you have any experience in any of this or thoughts about it, you can give us a call. 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. You pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, look, there's no controversy, it seems to me, that we have to do everything we possibly can to try to protect our teachers. and particularly for some teachers who may be over 60, who have taught for a whole lifetime, who are very vulnerable and seriously need to worry about the virus, or other teachers with comorbidities, or even just healthy young teachers. Thank God, I have two daughters, as I've mentioned many times on this show, both of whom are teachers, but they're fortunate enough to teach in private Jewish-based schools, and they have been back at work since the fall. And there's been a great deal of effort, reconstruction of classrooms, rearranging of desks, all kinds of plexiglass barriers. And there's also, and there should be, a preference on vaccines. But with where we are on the virus right now, shouldn't it be possible, really, shouldn't it be possible to try to make some progress, meaningful progress, toward bringing our kids back? Let's go quickly to some of your calls. Let's go to Tony in San Diego. Tony, you have the you're on the MedVed Show.
Hi, Michael. I have a question for you. It seems
yes, sir.
The people screaming the most that kids need to get back in schools are also the people who are for homeschooling. How does that square up?
I don't think that is the people who are screaming most. And in fact, you don't hear so many screams from that percentage of Americans who send their kids to private schools. So most of the private schools are back. And I think one of the reasons, even for people who are homeschooling, to be talking about bringing kids back is that we all pay taxes for it. And this is a service that we all participate in for the sake of the community. What is the situation in San Diego right now? How much are the public schools back, Tony?
As far as I know, it's mostly not at all back. It's some hybrid, but mostly all is online. And also, my wife is a teacher. Can I tell you what her biggest concern is?
Sure.
Right. Her biggest concern is, and they know it as a fact because they've lived it, there are many parents that won't keep their kids home if they're sick. So they will have no problem sending them to school sick. And that can be an issue.
It can. I wonder, isn't there a way you can just do a quick test, use one of those quickie thermometers that they have now that they put just near your forehead? And isn't there some way that you can actually address that? And wouldn't the teacher notice if a child came to school sick?
Yeah, but then what do you do, send them home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would work good if you could do that. I don't think that's possible in every case.
It may not be. Look, it's very difficult. Obviously, this entire situation is very difficult. It's difficult for teachers as well. And the idea that this is going to be some kind of federally solved situation, this is one of the problems in that Biden rescue package. There, I think it's $400 million. There's a great deal of money that is put into that bill that is supposed to go for opening up schools. And it's not at all clear that that is going to work. In Pasco, Washington, the Tri-Cities, they have all kinds of difficulties bringing the schools back. And as some of the idea of associating this with politics, which it should be completely non-political, and really the desire to bring kids back is not about white supremacy. But a teacher named Scott Wilson, who was the president of the Pasco Association of Educators, was in a Zoom call 2 weeks ago, And he actually brought up the whole idea of white privilege and white supremacy. Listen, this is clip two.
Scott Wilson is president of the PASCO Association of Educators. There are decisions to be made. You stand on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol as people break down barriers and head to the doors. Do you follow? You stand at the governor's mansion, the crowd breaks down barriers to enter the grounds. Do you follow, or do you choose a different way? We must not ignore the culture of white supremacy and white privilege. We have seen it in the Free to Breathe, Reopen Everything, rodeos and rallies that received county commissioner support. The same commissioner directs our health district. No one wants remote learning. No one wants remote learning, but it is the right thing to do. We know the equity concerns. Virus transmission is high, headed higher. With so many ignoring and avoiding measures to stop the spread, remote learning is the right decision. You've moved forward as the health district removes the barricades for you. You could choose a different way. You could move to pause in-person learning. You could ask for a new path that benefits all, not some. You could have the discussion and vote. You could choose a different way. Students are not coming to school. They live in multi-generational homes and have lost family members. We speak of equity. We speak of care of all students. And yet we listen and attend to voices saying, reopen everything. I'm free to breathe. Supporting white privilege.
Okay. Again, the idea that this has something to do with white privilege, it seems to me is completely wrong and totally inappropriate. But then again, that's the whole idea of critical race theory, is that everything has to do with racism and white privilege. There's also, this is interesting, they say, Wall Street Journal has an editorial, it's a good one, headline, Chicago Teachers Union versus Biden. And then they have another article in the Washington Examiner, Biden voices support for Chicago's Teachers Union. Okay, which is it? Is it the Chicago Teachers Union versus Biden or Biden supporting them? Well, the president hasn't made that much more clear. He spoke about reopening schools, but then defended some of the unions that have just said flat out no, as in Chicago. This is clip 6A. We will get to that clip and more on this issue. We'll also be speaking coming up about what actually is going on in Washington. Has there been a gigantic sigh of relief, really? Or is it still uneasy and fearful, particularly on the eve of impeachment and a real battle over the new COVID rescue package? We'll speak about that with Mark Leibovich of the New York Times, author of That Town and More, coming up.
Here's an exclusive offer only for MedVid annual members. 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store. Go to michaelmedvid.com for this special discount. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate in session on Tuesday. One of the things being bantered about on the floor is a new coronavirus stimulus plan. Brian Deese is a White House director of the National Economic Council. He tells CNBC the plan put forth by the Biden administration is needed to jumpstart the economy.
You know, we think that this is a sensible approach and calibrated to the moment that we are in right now, where the risk of not acting, the risk of inaction at this precarious moment in the economy really outweighs the risk of sitting back and waiting and seeing as the virus accelerates and as the economy moves downward.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar of Texas says all customs and border protection construction on the U.S.-Mexico border wall will stop by the end of Tuesday. This complies with Biden's executive order that was issued last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Medved Show. We are going to be joined moments from now by Mark Leibovich, but the Senate did vote 78-22 to approve Antony Blinken as America's top diplomat, the Secretary of State in the Biden administration. It mentions here in the Boston Globe that that Antony Blinken is now fourth in line for the presidency. The way it goes is President, of course, Vice President, then Speaker of the House, then President pro tempore of the Senate. That right now, because the Democrats took over, is the same guy who's going to be presiding over the impeachment trial, Pat Leahy. And then right after that, Secretary of State. Now, the interesting thing to me is we've had Secretaries of State who are foreign-born. I mean, Henry Kissinger, remember? And what happens, given the fact that it says in the Constitution that in order to be elected president, you have to be native-born, an American from the time of your birth, what happens if some disaster that happens in novels or movies happens and you have to move down the line of succession? What it really indicates is how lucky we have been in the United States. Some might say lucky, some might say protected, by the fact that we've never had a situation like that. We've never had a situation where the presidency had to be handed off to someone down the line of succession. The only times that presidents have left office or died in office it has gone to a vice president. And with Richard Nixon, what had happened is he had a vice president, Spiro Agnew, who resigned before he did, but he had already been replaced by Gerald Ford by the time that Nixon resigned. And we are set up to do that with the 25th Amendment. Meanwhile, let's go back for a moment. And okay, the other thing that is very striking about this battle right now about reopening the Chicago schools, the city officials have said in recent days that they view the collective refusal of in-person work, in other words, 71% of the members of the union are refusing to go to school. They say they just won't. And that vote took place on Sunday, and that's going to delay the scheduled return of thousands of teachers and staff until tomorrow. The school district in Chicago says to ensure that we have the time needed to resolve our discussions without risking disruption to student learning. About 86... okay, great. Mark, very glad to connect with you. Mark Leibovich is the chief national correspondent for the New York Times Magazine. He is the author of This Town and Big Game, the NFL in Dangerous Times. First of all, dangerous times in Washington, or are people still enjoying a sense of euphoria at the departure of the outlander, Donald Trump?
I don't think anyone is feeling a sense of euphoria over anything. I guess the combination of just this endless quarantine situation and, just like the depressing state of our politics. And I think the rate of the January 6th riot is still pretty fresh in some ways. I think, this is a pretty liberal city, so I don't think there was a lot of love lost between the people of the city and Donald Trump. But I think, these have been some really, really rough months. And I think, like probably where everyone is listening to this, everyone is just sort of really waiting for a lot of people to get a vaccine, waiting for the weather to get warm, and waiting for this chapter to just be behind us. So anyway, it's good to be with you, Michael.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. What about the current impeachment crisis? People must be talking about some way we could get out of this with a deal that wouldn't destroy the careers of any Republicans who have to, by conscience, actually vote to impeach and remove and ban from future office the president.
Right. I mean, there does not seem to be, this is what I'm hearing, any middle ground right now. They're just like a really black and white decision. I mean, I think it's also a very clear decision for some people. Tim Cooney made that decision in the House last week that this was absolutely impeachable. The fans are, offense, and 10 more Republicans voted for this impeachment than the last one. But yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I've learned, and I'm sure you've learned as politicians, is that self-interest and self-perpetuations is really the North Star that they're following. And when something threatens their job and threatens their position in Congress, getting on the wrong side of Donald Trump in this case, in the Republican Party, they're going to sort of, not really make a decision of conscience at all. They're going to make a career decision, and I think that's probably what's driving most of the Republicans who are going to vote, for this not to be, something that should disqualify Donald Trump for future office.
What I hear about from people in and around the Biden administration is they wish they could change the subject. I mean, Trump is not their favorite subject right now, and they're trying to highlight Biden as an activist president. He has an extremely ambitious agenda. What could he do best to actually successfully change the subject from this impeachment cul-de-sac?
You know, I think one thing that I've heard kicked around today, I don't know if it's something that would happen. In fact, I find it pretty unlikely, would be for Biden, since it's pretty clear that Republicans are not going to, you know, 17 of them probably at this point are not going to vote to convict the president. Biden could just sort of say, look, let's drop this thing. You know, what happened, happened. I think we all know what happened, and we want to move on. This is about the future. That would sort of... It would sort of put off this unpleasant chapter. It would sort of, I mean, it's probably not going to be resolved to the liking of any of the, most of the Democrats anyway. And this could make Biden look like the magnanimous party here, which could get everyone to focus on what his agenda is and the work he has to do. So I suppose there's that. Other than that, it looks like this looks like a pretty surefire march towards acquittal. I'm guessing there will be some Republican votes this time, more than one last time. And it will, and I think this chapter will end too, and Donald Trump will probably retain most of his power inside the Republican Party.
And will he use that power for another run in 2024? You know President Trump, how you've interacted with him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I wouldn't say I know him. I mean, I think it's probably a pretty good bet that he will. I mean, this is what he does, right? I mean, I think for someone like him, I remember when he was elected, people were thinking, and I was one of them, maybe optimistically thinking, well, I think the office will humble him, the office will change him, he will be awed by the totality of his responsibility, and, you know, this office can't help but change. And I think that was proven to be 100% wrong very quickly. I mean, I think the office and the magnitude of the office only sort of served to maybe confirm his own view of himself and his own, you know, sort of self-magnanimity, if that's a word. So I think that, look, he has a fever of once you've been president and once you have left four potential years on the table and you've lost, you know, he's a public person. He needs attention. There's no better way to do it than running for president. And Donald Trump will obviously be an extremely forceful and formidable, you know, player in the Republican Party for probably as long as he wants to be.
Along the lines of what you're saying, Mark Legovich, Ivanka Trump said the truest thing of anyone at the Republican convention. She said they expected that Washington would change my father, but my father has changed Washington. For the better? And what about the issue of reopening schools? We'll get to that coming up.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. Now, I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
.com and click on the back. Michael Medved show, a bunch of emails, of course, about this issue of schools reopening and the difficulties in getting it done. This came in from Don in Mount Lake Terrace. He says, "Hi, Michael. Why can't they require the teachers to teach from the school rather than from home? It would not be inappropriate to request this. They would be socially distant in their own classroom and safe from infection. I believe this would take the incentive away from those who are resisting having students in the classroom. It's likely they're choosing not to go to school, not because of COVID-19, but because it's more convenient for them to teach from home." I don't think that's fair, and I don't think it's true. And I know a bunch of teachers, including the teachers in my family, and of course my mother, for the last 25 years of her career, may she rest in peace, she was an elementary school teacher. And teachers are eager to go back to the classrooms. I know that my daughters were, and I think that's true for most teachers. What they're not eager to do is to get sick. And I think part of what is delaying this whole thing right now is the promise of the vaccines. Because, no, the vaccines are not a 100% ironclad guarantee, but it's pretty close. If you have that second vaccine and you've had some time to let it operate, then you're still supposed to be wearing masks in consideration of other people, etc. But certainly, I think you'd have a much greater willingness to go back to school. Part of what is difficult here in Chicago is the unions. And here is what the Wall Street Journal had to say in their editorial about this. They point out that the CTU, Chicago's Teachers Union, this weekend vetoed Joe Biden's plan to reopen schools during his first 100 days by voting to continue remote learning indefinitely. The union is taking kids hostage to extract more money from Congress with no guarantee that it will release them if it does. The district has installed air purifiers in classrooms. It's conducted ventilation tests. It's increased cleaning and procured rapid testing, among other things. It will begin vaccinating teachers next month. There's no excuse for teachers not to return to classrooms. There's also no excuse not to have included teachers in the very first wave of vaccinations. Now, if teachers refuse to get vaccinations, they won't sign up for it, they won't go through what the rest of us go through to get them, well, that's a different story. But for goodness sake, given the importance of reopening schools to everybody, to the mental health of students, to the well-being of families, they ought to be top of the line for vaccinations. Students at over 130 private and parochial schools in the city of Chicago and over 2,000 early learning centers have been safely learning in their classrooms since the fall, and we must provide that same option to our families who, through no fault of their own, have been unable to make remote learning work for their children. That's the statement from the CPS, Chicago Public Schools. We've seen grades, attendance, and enrollment drop significantly for many of our students in recent months, and the impact has been felt most by our Black and Latinx, they write, students. Teachers are calling it de facto strike without calling it that because their 2019 collective bargaining agreement prohibits strikes. Mr. Biden wants Congress to appropriate another $130 billion to help schools reopen, with no requirement that they do so. As the Chicago Teachers Union has again shown, the real obstacle to getting kids back into classrooms is self-serving unions. Now, I don't know if that's the case everywhere, but I do know that President Biden, if he's going to get approval for that section of his rescue package, is going to have to say these schools only get the money, and that's a powerful incentive, if they reopen for the kids who want to go to school and to have that experience. Here's President Biden taking a question about reopening schools and talking about all the stuff that needs to happen to allow that to happen. Listen.
Do you believe, sir, that teachers should return to schools now?
I believe we should make school classrooms safe and secure for the students, for the teachers, and for the help that's in those schools maintaining the facilities. We need new ventilation systems in those schools. We need testing for people coming in and out of the classes. We need testing for teachers as well as students. And we need the capacity to know that, in fact, the circumstance in the school is safe and secure for everyone. For example, there's no reason why the clear guidance will be that every school should be thoroughly sanitized from the lavatories to the hallways. And so this is about making, and none of the school districts that I'm aware of, there may be some public school districts, have insisted that all those pieces be in place.
Okay, and then he goes on talking about the teachers. And I think what he says is basically true. Yeah, most teachers really do want to work. And I think demonizing teachers is not a way to win any argument, by the way, because it's not true, not fair. This is clip B.
And I might add, it's the same kind of thing I hope we can do with small businesses and businesses, making sure they have the capacity to test their workers when they come in, to make sure they have plastic dividers between their booths and in their restaurants, etc., to make sure they can sanitize. So it's not so much about the idea teachers aren't going to work. The teachers I know, they want to work. They just want to work in a safe environment and as safe as we can rationally make it, and we can do that, and we should be able to open up every school, kindergarten through eighth grade, if in fact we administer these tests.
Okay, that may be optimistic, and it may be too much to assume that we're able to do all of that. By the way, he was talking about the teachers he knows. One of those teachers is the First Lady, who I don't even know what the latest is. She announced her intention to continue teaching at community college as she has been. And given the fact that they're from Delaware, it's not too far away from the White House. So I don't know if Dr. Biden has gone back to work yet or if that college is in session or not. And again, we were talking to other people that we know who are paying this insane tuition. I mean, just insane tuition for a public university. And when I say insane tuition, we're talking about over $50,000 a year. Tuition. It's an out-of-state. They're out-of-state. So they're okay, and the school isn't in session in person. Can you imagine paying $50,000 for remote learning? I mean, that's not a bargain that you can sell. We desperately need, and this is why the one thing that basically should crowd everything else aside is a united, a concerted, and effective means of getting the vaccination into people's arms, getting our society a little bit back to normal. I was distressed to hear that in the world of baseball, they are now talking about postponing spring training because they're mayors of towns in the Cactus League. That's out in Arizona where they do some of the spring training, who are worried about the pandemic. And clearly, everything begins to look different if things look different on that front. And God willing, sometime soon in this year. When we come back, there's a revolution brimming in California. Yeah, one of the most liberal, one of the most democratic, overwhelmingly democratic states in the union, where there is a move to get rid of the governor. Now, how did they do that? I mean, you can always vote somebody out of office, but he's not up for re-election in 2022. So, not in 2021, not until 2022. So what happens with the recall? We'll talk about that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.